algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Pentagon says five U.S. Special Operations soldiers died this weekend when their helicopter crashed during a routine air refueling mission off the coast of Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea. It was a night mission. Israeli ground forces surround the Al-Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest, where thousands of people have taken refuge. The head of plastic surgery there, Dr. Ahmed Mohallali, says they had to remove premature babies from their incubators and line them up on a gurney in a heated room because there is no more electricity.
Everyone knows that they won't survive that much with this current situation. So we have the sad decision of just leaving them to die slowly because we can't supply them with electricity.
American warplanes attacked a weapons storage facility and a command and control center used by Iran-linked militants in Syria, says a U.S. official. Part of one of the busiest highways in the U.S. remains closed since late Friday, the I-10 in Los Angeles, because of heavy damage from a fire. This is ABC News. The University of Michigan legendary football coach Jim Harbaugh heads to court Friday. He wants to stop a decision of the Big Ten to suspend him for the rest of the season, says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
To punish the university and an ongoing NCAA investigation into sign-stealing allegations. In a statement, a UM spokesperson saying the Big Ten had not acted legally or fairly. Harbaugh denying any wrongdoing or knowledge of the alleged scheme.
Experts say that respiratory illnesses like RSV have taken hold in southern states and will likely spread north. An RSV vaccine was approved earlier this year, but supply has been limited. After being shaken by hundreds of small earthquakes in the past 2 weeks, people living in a fishing town in Iceland have evacuated because forecasters say a volcano could blow any time. Eruptions pose a serious hazard to aviation. They can spew highly abrasive ash high into the sky and cause jet engines to fail, damage flight control systems, and reduce visibility. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber, most trusted in real estate. Buy or sell your next home and move to Madison and check out movetomadison.com. We're going to do a double dip right now with work on Max Inc. Radio.
Green coat and galoshes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.